Well, we had South African government bonds trade weaker today, despite a slight rand recovery, with the market focused squarely on rising U.S. bond yields. The benchmark U.S. 10-year Treasury earlier hitting 3%, as you can see there, and now sitting at 2.992%, and that with the psychological level being that 3%, and that being closely observed as the dollar finds continued support from expectation of a more hawkish U.S. Federal Reserve. So in that context, we've had the R186, as you can see there, bid at 8.22% from 8.15%, and the R207 bid at 7.12% from 7.06%. As I highlighted, the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield in the meantime last seen at 2.992%. We're joined on the line by Malcolm Charles from Investec Asset Management now for more on what's playing out in the fixed income scene. Thanks so much, Malcolm, for joining us this evening. So we've had rising inflation expectations in the U.S. and recent multi-year highs for Brent crude supporting the greenback, which has firmed to a three-month high against the euro. The moves in the dollar, of course, mirroring to an extent the unwinding of net short dollar positions, which have seemed to accumulate over time. What are you making of the activity that's been sparked? Is it warranted in your books?
Look, I think it's warranted purely from a positioning side. I think the market had got itself far too short U.S. dollars, and you saw that with the short positions that were reported. But, I mean, if you just looked at research for the last 3 months, everyone was telling you be short the dollar, long euro, or Japanese yen, or even emerging markets. And I think positioning got too big, and you're now seeing an unwind and a clean out of that position.
Of course, this cleaning out that we are seeing, Malcolm, comes with, higher U.S. Treasury yields, indicating that we've got a market that expects the U.S. Federal Reserve to increase rates at a faster pace. Is that what you're pricing in at this stage?
Yeah, look, if you recall, the Treasury's tried to sell off a couple of weeks ago, and then there was a bit of a scare with the trade wars. And now that the trade wars, you seem to have dissipated a little bit, I think we're back to the fundamentals. And the U.S. economy is growing very well. As you mentioned, interest rates are going up, and they're going to continue going up, which means that the 10-year bond yield needs to adjust. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's the right sort of price action, and it's the right move.
Malcolm, having said that, while a lot of the focus is levied on the U.S. Treasury yield or the inflationary story that's playing out, many saying that this will be the short-term driver. So to what extent have the trade war saga and the geopolitical tensions really abated or diminished?
They seem to have diminished a little bit. Just, you know, unfortunately, we seem to take our cue from tweets from the President of the United States, which is a bit concerning, to say the least. So we don't really know what extent the actual talks behind the talks are all about. But from the headlines, it looks like they have dissipated a bit, and hence the stronger data coming out to the U.S. is supportive of higher yields.
Yeah. And what that means for the local unit, of course, is that along with emerging markets, it's being put under pressure. Having said that, we are still one of the favored carry trade destinations. So how much influence is that carrying amidst it all?
No, absolutely. I mean, if you look at our bond market, so we traded at around 820 on our 10-year. Yeah, we were just below 8% just after the Moody's announcement. So to have only sold off 20 basis points when other, you know, if you look at Russia and Brazil and Turkey, I mean, they've sold off 2 to 3 times more than us. So it definitely has seen a dampener effect on South African bond yields. And even our currency has behaved okay in the bigger scheme of things.
So take us through the kind of activity that played out specifically at today's bond auction.
Yeah, the auctions have been not as well supported as we've seen in the past. It's more the analysis of where they go to, and it's been more what they call the street has been buying them. So it's people that are taking a bit of a punt as opposed to investors. Investors, for the first two and a half, 3 months, were the big buyers in our market, and that was both local and domestic pension funds. Since then, it's been more the hedge funds and the banks who are trying to make a short-term profit. So that's why you've seen a lot of churn straight after the data, so after the auction. The auction gets taken out quite aggressively, and then by the afternoon, we actually had weaker levels. which is, just tells you that, you know, these aren't real buyers that are taking the market out.
Yeah. Amidst it all, we've got speculation that, you know, Eskom's comeback in the domestic bond market may start to propel corporate debt sales in South Africa to another record year. What's your outlook on that front, Malcolm?
Yeah, I saw the announcement today. I mean, they achieved what they wanted to do, and their budget for this coming fiscal year is only 13 billion rand in the local market. They're looking to do about 20 billion in the offshore market. So, yes, it'll be a bit of a boost, and it'll be good to have them back in the market. I mean, Eskom is a big issuer. They have got a government guarantee, which obviously helps. And, you know, having them absent from the market is in no one's interest. So having that, you know, that 13 billion come back will give a bit of a boost to the market. But I think the credit market is more than likely going to get boosted by the economic activity in the market. So we need to see growth improve and confidence improve. Then I think you'll see good corporate South African names come to the market. And I think they'll issue a hang of a lot more than the Paris label.
Well, let's leave it there, Malcolm. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Malcolm Charles is with Investec Asset Management.